Speakers called for Congress and other elected officials to stop what many organizers call a humanitarian crisis. People circled the state capitol carrying signs that said, "Hmong are free," and "Stop the killing of our relatives." Some carried photos of murdered dissidents, which they claim were killed by communist Laotian soldiers. Jua Cao Vang of Sun Prairie is one of the rally coordinators. He says up to 15,000 Hmong and their families are trapped in the Laotian wilderness, persecuted for helping U.S. forces during the Vietnam War.
When the Americans withdraw from Southeast Asia, left these people behind. I think the government should help them, and the United Nations should help them to get out from the jungle. I think that would be perfect good.
Many Hmong have escaped Southeast Asia and settled in America. But Kevin Herr of Milwaukee says many still have friends and relatives who are stuck in Laos, trying to avoid starvation and enemy soldiers.
They secretly go and kill individual Hmong who are living in the jungle. The one that lives in the jungle, there are malnutrition, and no food, no clothes, nothing to wear.
Organizers read a statement from U.S. Senator Russ Feingold's office in support of the persecuted Hmong. It called for the United Nations and U.S. Secretary of State to monitor the situation and intervene appropriately. Similar rallies have been held this week in Minnesota, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and California. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.